yo.
But Nate, I never knew you.
Hello, this is Sean Gardini. I just wanted to stop in to let you guys know that the guys had been drinking a lot during this episode. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just wanted to clarify that because there's going to be a handful of edits. So we just wanted to say we're sorry about that.
The whole staff was Persian. They would have been like, oh.
You're saying Middle Eastern culture is free use.
It was. That's honestly.
No, but no, I didn't want to be a cultural impeler.
We got a new bird in Australia called it's the noisy Indian miner. And they're an invasive species from India. And they're these loud, I know. They're these loud Indian birds that everyone goes, you got to kill them. But we don't have guns and we don't have BB guns. So you got to find creative ways.
You guys can't have BB guns?
No, you can't have a BB gun.
What? What do these Indian birds do?
They just squawk and they're invasive. They push the other birds out and they work in groups. There's about 15 of them bullying our sweet native local birds.
No.
Damn. Right. It's really funny.
Damn. You know, just a big gang of the Indian miners will swoop down here on for a like the bird beautiful,
the gang mate.
Lonely Australian bird. Yeah. You know, on a bus or something.
Dang, that's crazy.
Managed to make the bird thing racist, which I like. And of course, Lemaire defended the fucking invasive species. So. You're an invasive species. Victory. Got the link to boys.
Got the boys out
there.
Well,
it was exciting because it was an incidental running.
Really?
Nate and his bros just happened to be at the same hotel.
That's tight.
So I was about to come down to the pool.
Yeah.
And McKeever and Gerben were already down there. And McKeever texted me and was like, I'm 90% sure Nate Diaz is here. I was up in my hotel room like, yes, I have to take my Nate Diaz t-shirt off because I was wearing one.
Fuck.
That's all I have.
Yeah, true.
His buddy Nick sent me a box of Nate Diaz t-shirts.
What are you going to do now?
Three t-shirts and then 15 Nate Diaz represent t-shirts.
Yeah, what are you going to do besides wear
That's what I wear. So I was like, all right, I can't wear this. If that guy's down there, I can't wear this dude's merch.
True. What'd you switch it up to?
Cool Nick Rashford t-shirt that he gave me.
Tight.
So I had a different guy's t-shirt and I came down and I was like, oh fuck, he's not gonna remember me for sure. He's gonna think I'm a dumbass. And I like walked up and I was like, hey, and he was like, Shane, what up? I was like, yes.
Do you want to hang out?
Oh, what are you guys doing tonight? Do you guys want to? Yeah, sure. I'm down for whatever you guys are doing. Yeah. I'm such a bitch.
Nah, dude, that's tight.
I was so happy.
That's fun.
Dude, I was so happy.
Pool parties are the best.
So then we're out to dinner and I was like, oh shit, these guys asked me to do a show. Do you guys want to come see me do stand up? I had a couple glasses of wine.
Really?
And I was like, don't worry, I'm going to get on stage, show you guys. You guys have never seen me do stand up.
Turn it around.
Just watch. You guys are going to think I'm cool. I get up there, I go last on this show. Everybody's bombed so far. Terrible crowd. I get on, first 2 minutes, I'm killing.
Nice.
First 2 minutes. So after those 2 minutes, I start showboating a little. I know Nate's in the crowd. I want to look cool.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe it wasn't the crowd. Maybe it was you guys. Hit him with a little fucking, I'm a New York guy, dude. This is a little, I'm not one of you LA pussies. This is a little different.
Damn.
Then I proceeded to bomb for 13 minutes. It was so bad. Yeah. Black people, you guys are going to have a tough time.
Wait, why?
Because smoke alarms are fucking you guys up. You guys got to figure out how to defeat the smoke alarm. And then
battle. That's why the defining characteristic of a human being is the capacity to feel. You know what I mean? Like I
agree with you. That's why
it's super Google, man.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I totally agree.
Every time they're like, yeah, they're speaking a language we don't know. It's like, yeah, like electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the way their things are communicating. They're like, no, it's being like I turn this switch on and it talks to the lamp. And the lamp turns on.
Yeah, AI wouldn't have its sensibilities that it has now.
I know there's
if it wasn't
a lot of dorks listening to this that are fucking big into AI, and I definitely feel like I am wrong on this, but there's something deep in my core. I understand AI is gay.
Can I?
And I don't respect it.
AI is gay, but it's like you know how plants talk to each other?
For sure. Yeah, which also I
it's kind of like
totally
that.
Disagree with.
It's because we can't like
they don't talk to we.
No, they do. They talk.
Yes, but
sure,
the way we're using the word talk is wrong.
They don't use language for sure.
Yes.
Body language.
But they excrete. There's like a. There's this tree.
It's chemicals. Yeah, that's the same way when a girl doesn't wear fucking deodorant at the bar. You smell it. And you're like, I want to fuck that girl. It's like, no, that's some fucking dork shit that somebody else made up. Some stinky bitch made that story up.
That's good science, right there.
No, dude. It's not. That's good. That's perfect plants science. Are dumb as fuck, dude. Any plant can come talk to me right now. I'll beat its fucking ass.
Start kind of just going with what I'm feeling lately.
I kind of agree with that.
Make shit up.
Yeah, I like it.
Disinfo is kind of.
I just keep telling people I'm going to open the Strait of Hormuz. Anytime someone's like, they're closing the Strait and the oil is going out, I'm going to open it. I'm going over there and I'm opening it. And they go, gas is going to be $130 a barrel. Yeah, no, it's not. Oil's $130 this week. Yeah, no, it's not.
You got to hit your dad with the Trump. I did
$40 now.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be good.
You got to do that.
Oh, nice.
Start making Trump. Gas pump.
They were doing the Biden. I did that. Yeah. I mean,
dude, my dad was doing it like he was 16 years old a while.
He was doing it. Your dad was.
He got like 50 of them. It was amazing.
Yeah, dude.
They're in his whip. They're all over the place. On his dashboard, on his dash, and his
whip. They're on the little go kart.
Yeah, on his go kart, on the dash, on like the fuel. There's Biden pointing. I did that. You know how awesome that feels? If you get this fucking asshole's making my gas expensive, and he just made a sticker. My dad said he went by the. The funniest shit.
It's so nice.
It's amazing.
You'll never feel like that.
Yeah. I wish I had a side that, like, I wish I could pick a side like, that large. I wish I could just buy in. No matter.
Has anyone even helped us?
No.
Nobody's helped
actually,
us.
Actually, our closest ally is helping the hell out of us.
Obviously,
obviously, our closest ally.
Our only friend.
America's only friend.
LeMaire,
nobody else
me.
Likes us.
LeMaire's politics right now. You must be feeling good, dude. The View is confident right now. No. The View is going, we told you.
Yeah.
You should have listened to us. How do you feel right now?
I just feel bad. He didn't do anything he was going to say. Yeah. He said.
Yeah.
That's what I feel bad about. There's so many upset people.
Yeah, people are mad.
To hurt people.
People are mad. I want him to take that Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I said I was going to open it on Monday.
You said you're going to open
it? Yeah, I called it. I said, don't worry, guys. I'm going to open it.
You should open it.
I can't. They're too bad. Iran's too powerful.
It's hard.
Turns out Iran's nasty.
I thought it was going to be like Venezuela part two. It's like, bro, I thought we were big and bad, dude. Get that straight. Open it up.
Open the straight. You'd think they would have responded nicely after we blew up their leader with a missile. You'd think they would have been like, all right, never mind. We don't want to fuck with you guys. You blew up an 86-year-old with a Tomahawk missile. It's so funny. We killed a fucking 90-year-old man with a missile, dude.
I've been laughing how their leaders all look like evil wizards.
They are all evil wizards.
There's also like giant long beards, like a black hat. It just got exploded in his fucking house.
95% Shia.
Yeah, like we got all
who the, Iran's Shia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And Saudi Arabia is a Sunni. So they're like, we got all that motherfucking bread. Full fall back.
Why did I think it was Shiite?
I thought it was Shiite too. It's spelled Shiite, but they pronounce it the Shiite. Yeah, that's the big. They have a beef over like they're like, yeah, we're like descendants of Muhammad's babe.
Yeah,
and the Sunnis are like, fall back, bro.
Yo, shut the.
We
fuck
own all
up.
The fucking four wheelers and other cool shit, dude. Yeah. You guys can fall the fuck back with that. Yeah, it's all like blood lineage shit of like we're descended from the guy.
That seems worthwhile.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
Seems like a worthwhile cause.
Are we still at war with them? Is it over? Like,
I don't know, but that was another thing I was talking about. Trump brings me back every time. I'll go through weeks where I'm like, fuck him. I'm done with this bullshit.
Yeah,
and he's like, Iran and Israel don't know what the fuck they're doing. I'm like, That's my dog.
He's walking around your house. He's going.
And then the next day he tweets like, we need to make sure Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't get persecuted. You're like, there he is.
God damn it. He's up to his old tricks again.
Fucking piece of shit got me again.
Yeah, BB can get me himself. BB put out a video being trash. Like, me and Trump, we tell each other, we're like old friends. If we don't agree, we just like men, we discuss. I'm like, he does sound like a fucking cool guy.
He's fucking
so
awesome.
Fucking cool.
He's from the main line. He's from
PA. Philly.
Netanyahu's from Philly.
What?
Yeah, go Birds. Yeah.
He's just pausing the destruction of Gaza
where
to be
I
like,
worked.
Tell me now, how are the Eagles doing? Yeah. How to get the fucking accent?
Like, more like the cowgirls. Yeah, hell yeah, baby.
I could not believe Donald McNabb is throwing up and blew the Super Bowl.
Anyway, I'm going to continue my genocide.
All right. What do you think his real voice sounds like?
I could do it, but I won't.
You can do it. You can do anything.
You're
black. You can do any impression.
And they stole your guys' whole shit, bro. You guys are supposed to be over there fucking blowing up guys.
Let's get serious. First of all, if I caught Shane jerking off, I'd have to take him down. I'd have to fully physically contain. At first, it'd be like, I have to know you're stopping. So I'd fully take you down.
I'd try to get it off.
I'm blocking.
I would try so hard.
That's
dude.
Wrist control. Yeah. I'm going to definitely have to put you in a Kimura.
That would probably help.
Put you in a Kimura.
If you were grabbing my wrist,
I'd be like, oh. If I had you in a Kimura, dude, I might put you in a Kimura. Start wrist locking you, dude. Fucking. Full fucking. I put my feet on the wall and just fucking give you a full push.
Dude, that's a great porn.
What?
Just a guy bros, jerking off, and then a bro off. Running and trying to be like, stop, stop. And then be like. You promised you would stop. And I'm like, I'm trying.
I can't help it. Chat, submit.
Kissing dude, the neck?
It has to exist. If not,
we should definitely consider that. If Patreon eventually runs out, we're going to have to get into the.
Dude, for real.
Sex business.
No, dude, honestly, if Patreon somehow takes a hard tank. We have to start just having sex on camera for OnlyFans. That's no other option.
Either that or work. Yeah. What would you rather do? Have gay sex constantly or work?
Yeah. That's tough.
It's a question. It's not organically as old as time.
I mean, there's no, you know, obviously there's nothing man loves the most beautiful thing in the universe, but this wouldn't be organic homosexual love.
Yeah, it'd be two guys reluctantly fucking.
We'd be forced into homosexuality by capitalism, dude. It's so fucked up. Dude. I hate capitalism,
forced me into being a sex worker. Anyway, Starbucks is hiring, but I fucking capitalism.
I'd be just another fucking dude with a master's and a fucking unusable degree doing sex work on cam. On the cam sites, dude.
On the cams.
Fuck.
Man.
Could happen. That wouldn't be too bad. If we'd write some
what are you talking about?
Fire points.
First off, number one's a hit.
That's what I'm saying.
Guy who can't go, guy who needs help to stop masturbating from his friend. His friend wrestles him immediately, like on site, sprints in the room and wrestles him. Maybe an elbow drop to enter the bed.
Dude.
A frog splash dive.
Content would be good. One of us could be, you know, I'd be dog boy for a little bit.
You would dog boy out?
Dog boy for sure. It's hot right now, dude. Let's get serious.
What'd you just say, bitch?
But that's the difference with AI. You chop them out the ground and the roots are deeper than you thought, so it could come back.
No, they're literally, you have to pull them.
I'll fucking turn this TV off.
Yeah, all you have to do is not spray them with water and they die.
Shane, you've been
saying.
That
was what I was trying to say to him, and he was like, they can make themselves. I'm like, no, they would have to use raw materials.
You've been saying you're going to unplug AI for years now.
You don't think you can access the mother frame?
Unfortunately.
It's too late to access the mainframe.
I predicted a lot of the things I was going to do. I'm going to turn off AI. I got to stop saying it. Because eventually there's going to be a Terminator.
your timer.
Just going to be playing NCAA. They're like, you need to turn that off. Goes, no.
All you got to do is focus your laser beam on the motherboard. Done.
Yeah. I'm going to fire my Eagles gun. I'm going to use my Philadelphia Eagles assault rifle and go, no more computers.
I'm just going to say, I think it's going to eventually get hard to access the heart of AI because there's going to be
Where they're just servers. They're just servers in a building. You can blow them
up. It's the internet, bro.
Right now, it's a
computer. And I know, you're winning this argument because what you're saying is what everybody is saying. I disagree. Computers are gay. The internet is gay. AI is gay.
They were asking me to go to the Middle East soon.
What? What? Where? Why?
Saudi Arabia and UAE or Dubai.
Dubai?
I think I'm going to pass.
Yeah. Is it for the troops?
Not for the troops. What? It's for the Saudis.
For the Saudi princes?
Yeah. And everyone's like, yeah, you should do it. Everyone's doing it. It's like, for Saudis?
Yeah.
Weren't those the 9/11 guys?
So I thought.
Aren't they exactly the 9/11 guys?
It was Iran, wasn't it?
Yeah. it's all been Iran this whole time.
Convenient.
Fucking Iran.
Iran has been talking shit for a while, hasn't he?
Iran's been talking shit.
Yeah, they've been talking all kinds of mess.
I was talking about how quickly I'm propagandized. So easy. So I was like, don't fucking bomb Iran. The last thing we need is another war. And then I watched three B2 videos on Instagram Reels. Mm. I was like, fucking blow them up. Those things are awesome.
You can get propagandized by that. It's like, that's a cool, that's a cool plane.
We should keep using them. Who else is talking shit?
And yep. These planes, if we don't act now, these planes will be sold for scrap. And wouldn't that
be? Have to use these.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
That's Doesn't everybody have our weapons too?
No.
Like, don't the like manufacturers Dude. Sell them to everybody?
No, we give them our weak shit.
Right.
We, yeah. We give them our old Xboxes.
Yeah. Refurbs.
And we have the passwords, so we can log them out whenever we want.
Yeah, I highly doubt too. They're just kind of like, let's give them, you know, greed rules, and they're just like making all the money. They're so tactical, dude.
Yeah.
I also, yeah. Pink Pony Club. My daughters, but
Pink Pony Club.
My daughters love that song.
Everyone,
and I can't be like, song. Guys, I know you love a song. I know you love to sing the lyrics, but it's, so you know. It's about you.
Yeah. I'd like to go back in time and punch the desert. I would like to, if I build, a lot of people are like, if I had a time machine, I would kill Hitler. Not me. I would land in the Desert Father's tent and go, I'm from the future, dude. You guys are fucking being gay as shit.
No.
I would never say that. Dude, that's not even in my vocabulary. I don't say that word. So that's not true. They sent me the video. I said, guys, there's floods in Texas. What are you guys even talking about?
That's brother stuff, dude.
Just having fun.
That's brother stuff, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Steve Gerben with Nate Diaz.
Dude, what was that?
You know what that was. It was exactly how you think it would be. Gerben wore like a wrinkled Old Navy flannel button down, short sleeve button down. To
like a cholo?
To dinner. I mean,
that's West Coast Gerben.
It was West Coast Gerben.
That's fucked up.
But yeah, I was happy to see just him and Nate Diaz in the same room was all I've ever wanted.
That's
literally
fucking,
the opposite.
Dude, that's
that was the yin and yang.
Yeah,
the sure. opposite of people, the most opposite of two people.
For sure.
I've never seen a difference.
It's full of enantiodromia.
Oh, man. The squad, dude. The squad I brought to, we went to dinner with Nate and his friends.
Yeah.
The squad that I brought was Francis Ellis, Ian nice. Fidance, nice. Steve Gerben, and McKeever, and me. But those two, oh, man, the drama's through the roof.
Really?
He gets jizzed in the eye from his sister's boyfriend. Him and he's cheating on his boyfriend. All right. The guy's cheating on a girl with her brother.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Maybe we do need to go to war with Iran.
Iran's right.
I think we need war, right? I think turns we out, actually need war.
Turns out Iran is definitely right.
What happened?
About us.
What did they say?
They're like, they're sinful, gay, fucking deviants. We're like, nuh-uh. You just hate us because we're the best. Like, no, we're actually gay as fuck, dude.
So you're saying Iran. You think we're going to fight Iran?
No.
All right. I haven't heard anything.
That would be too big.
Yeah.
That would be too grand scale.
Yeah,
we're gonna keep fucking with the small ones, the fractured ones.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna keep that on the table. Like, we might fuck around, and smash Iran. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Maybe we will. Maybe we'll
Iran.
Fight. Maybe we'll fucking go to war with China, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe China will fucking find out. We'll see.
Yeah, a lot of people are just talking shit, dude. It's like, yo, bro, if you're gonna be about it, dude.
That's because our news is fucking inciting fear.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys think about World War III? Wouldn't that be terrifying? It's like, yeah, for sure.
After the break, we all might die in a single yeah. flash of heat
yes.
and light. Is this a Dove soap commercial?
Yeah, I was going to say that a commercial. Like, my wife's a bitch. So I got a Dove. I put on my fucking book about pirates and I was trying to sleep. I was laying there. And just out of nowhere, I was just like, pirates are so fucking gay. Like, and I was just dying laughing, dude. I was dying thinking about how fucking lame pirates are, dude. The fucking shittiest dudes of all time. Why? The fact that they're romanticized at all sucks. They're yeah. literally a boat of rapists. Yeah. That it was. They're a boat of fucking rapists that would just sail around, find another boat and catch it, torture and rape everyone,
yeah.
and be like, "Hardy har, we got another one." Hey.
Pedophile rapist murderers.
Yeah, they suck.
Pretty brutal.
They suck so bad that the King of England had to be like, I decree we need to blow these fucking guys up.
Just find them and blow
just
them out of the
find
water.
Find them and blow them the fuck up, dude. There's a boat of fucking retarded guys raping everyone.
Yeah, when you put it like that, the King of England starts to sound pretty sick.
He was pretty sick.
Like, dude, we're trying to conduct trade so people can like have livelihoods.
Yeah.
These rapists,
we're trying
pedophiles.
To get the coffee and spices out from the slaves we have. Yeah. These rapists are ruining it.
And they were working on that too.
Yeah, they did get
They're
to
like,
that.
We're working on eventually abolishing slavery.
Yeah, but right now we need sugar.
Yeah,
that's sugar's so good, dude.
Listen to some Iran right now. Yeah. I think we're back on it.
Oh, really?
Because they're having protests, and we're like, we're with you. Yeah. We're with the protesters.
We didn't start this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, there's protests for like a regime change. That's all you got to do, dude. Say our name. Yeah. Say it one more time.
Yeah, true.
We're Candyman. Say regime change three times in a mirror. Colombia, I'm telling you, they got two more.
Bogota?
They made a mistake.
I mean, dude, here's the thing, though. Do you think Venezuela is going to kind of boss up since they have all this investment getting poured in? If I was a president of Colombia, too, I'd be like, you won't fucking pour $1 billion yeah, in my country, pussy. It
doesn't matter, dude. I'm going to open the strait.
You're by yourself.
Yeah.
You should start another.
Hey, you still at a theme park? I'm opening the Strait of Hormuz.
Off the shores of Iran, comedian Shane Gillis.
We have to know someone on the Nimitz.
Open up or you're gay.
You guys ever jack off?
Look at this. The ships. This is you standing on
I could speak to ISIS. They would be like,
should have went to that Saudi thing.
Oh, yeah.
True. Fuck.
That was where your connects would have
been. I could have opened the strait.
Lost your pull.
Do it now.
Yeah.
You think I should go to Riyadh now?
Yeah.
Just to open the
strait. Dude, you over now?
Showing the round. On a floating deal. Stage.
On a Chinese barge.
On a billy. Dude, we'll get the Chinese involved.
Oh, yeah. Smiley, the pirates are going to show up and go, actually, this guy's pretty funny. Yeah.
I saw him. I saw him in the Strait of Hormuz. He's on a
show in Yemen.
He's one of the greatest.
The Cliff story? Unbelievable. Cliff live in the Strait of Hormuz.
He's doing Cliff.
Cliff story live in the Strait of Hormuz.
It opened up. Oil went down to $50 a barrel. Half the price.
Now I'm going to open the Strait of Hormuz.
So now we're back to before the trip. I just want to make sure chronologically we're covering all the bases. Okay. So before we left to go, I'm about to hop on a train to go to New York so we can fly out of New York. One of my boys, I'm not going to tell who it is, text me.
The boy. Literally every story.
He's the man, dude. He's
just that dude.
He's so fucking. This
yeah,
is
we
one
refer
of the,
to him as that dude.
One of the funniest fucking dudes without trying. I swear to God. When trying, too, he's also pretty fucking funny. But so, you know, I haven't seen him in a while. You know, he's handling some motherfucking business.
Yeah, he's up to his. Yeah, he's got business.
Yeah, he's trying. Yeah, he's got business to attend to. So, you know, I'm like, oh shit, I haven't talked. I talked to him the day before. I'm like, you know, I'm like, you're doing great. This is awesome. So he hits me. He's like, yo, dude, where are you? I'm like, you know, my phone's like low as fuck. I'm about to get on this train. I'm like kind of stressed. I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, what's up, dude? And he's like, yo, dude, big favor, man. I'm in a jam. I'm kind of late for like a family function. You know, he had to go do something. And it's like a family function. He's like, I'm late. You know, everyone's going to be pissed off. He's like, my fucking car doesn't work. He's like, I'm up in the city right now. I'm like, what are you doing up here? He's like, I just got a professional massage. I'm like, oh, what? And I'm like, I'm around people. I'm in 30th Street Station, so I can't be like, are you at the fucking wishy-washy? So I'm like, are you at the wash? Like real quiet. And he's like, the what? And I'm like, the wish. And he's like, what? I'm like, are you at the fucking wishy-washy? And he was like, no, dude, no, this lady's a professional masseuse. I mean, she's an escort, but I mean.
Yeah.
So I had to get him like a fucking $60 Uber.
So he needed money for the Uber because he spent all his money with the masseuse.
He blew his load, yeah.
A professional masseuse.
He went and got a professional massage, first of all.
Yeah.
He's like, Matt, she's a professional masseuse.
I'm not going to fucking pass this up. She's a bro.
It's so funny the way he was like, I just got a professional massage. Is there ever any need to specify? Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm getting a massage today. It'd be like, it was a professional massage.
Yeah, it was a pro. This wasn't no amateur.
So he actually made me very happy. Honestly, I was
that's
like,
awesome.
I am absolutely going to transport you where you need to be. I don't want this jamming you up. So like, you know, he actually, you know, he's like, I'm going to pay you back. I'm like, no,
it's so sick to go into a thing with no plan for next. Like to just be like, step one, professional massage. Step two, we're going to start making phone calls to try to get out of this. I'm going to start making some phone calls. We're going to start moving money around. I need to be somewhere.
You're out of control.
I forget what they're called. That's a thing. That's a gooner music.
It's what?
Gooner music.
I'm a gooner.
Yeah.
You know, great move to make everyone forget about Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true. And also, we needed something big, man. Russia's on the offensive. China's supposed to be on the offensive. We can't just sit on our hands. And
that might be probably.
We got to take something. What?
Like, I for real think that, like, Russia and China are fucked up. Like, China has less drinking water in Saudi Arabia, and they, like, didn't let people have kids for a long time. So their population.
Yeah, they're all 80s.
Nah, dude, down. 2030, yeah, 2030, those countries are going to get hit.
They can
hard.
Build all the boats they want, dude. The people are fucking disappearing, and then no one wants to bang Chinese dudes. and the Chinese chicks are leaving.
Ah, that's a tough one.
You shriveled your bros. Everyone in there is pissed. They'll fucking go out swinging, though. If they have no pussy and it's just like, we got to ruin everyone else's time, that would be a crazy war. So I'll fucking kill myself. Just go put yourself up somewhere. You'll never get pussy.
If you're in a Chinese village,
what he said.
Yeah. No water, no pussy. Yeah, that's untenable.
No money.
I don't care how many sweet bridges are being filmed on YouTube. I'm going to be like, you know what? This bridge is really helping me.
It's a subway that goes through people's houses. It's like, yeah, because they can't say no. Subway just went through a fucking skyscraper, and everyone else had to.
I've never gotten sold on the China hype.
The propaganda, that's the one propaganda that really doesn't work on me. Yeah. I'll watch like a drone footage of like a city with neon lights. You're like, this looks like shit.
Well, it's also that. Yeah, and they're also like, oh man, we might go to war with China. It's like, all right, if we do.
If I have to, I will.
They wouldn't last a 6 year old.
They wouldn't last a second around us.
Y'all know about this Kia boy shit?
No.
In Milwaukee, I guess they got like crazy grand theft, like stealing cars, rules and shit. Yeah. Like, so if you're under like 18, you're only getting like 2 weeks for stealing a car. But what they figured out is that they can steal Kias with USB chargers, like iPhone chargers. And Kia's not doing nothing about this. It's literally been like over 5,000 Kias getting stolen like every day. But you got to think these kids, so they can't drive.
Yeah.
So they're just crashing into shit. It's just pandemonium.
And just stealing more Kias.
I go on YouTube and I watch them like skate videos. I love it, man.
I mean, yeah.
And then they got their own soundtrack. They're making music to go to the shit. It's bizarre, man. That's but it's starting to spread too now. Because and then it's almost like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Because who the fuck thought about putting a USB
in a Kia?
But every time you watch the news where they talk about it, they're giving you a fucking step-by-step breakdown of how to do it. Yeah. So it's been spreading to other cities. Like, they're starting to do it in Texas now. They've been doing it in Michigan now. They just hit a Southfield Kia dealership and stole a whole bunch of Kias.
My dad has a Kia.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to call him.
So everybody using the old-school car steering wheel jack shit. You got a lot. So everybody locking their Kias up with those. It's Kias and Hyundais, actually, too. You can do it with a Hyundai. Every time I see a Kia, I'll just be like, damn, how the fuck does that work? I want to try it now. Like,
new Kias are nice, too.
I know.
New Kias are nice.
They're
nice.
100,000-mile warranty. I thought about
That's a good warranty, dude.
100,000 miles.
You got to find a 16-year-old to steal a Kia for you.
It's sad. It's really sad. It's going down.
Yeah, it's nice if you want to get cash in on the insurance. It's like, yo, dude. Yeah.
And they drive crazy. Like, call it making a shake. They just...
Wait, they do it. They drive crazy.
God, that's so funny.
That's trying to be good at it, man. One of these niggas for sure gonna be some F1 drivers or some shit.
And then they just crash and leave.
They crashing and everything, man. Like, it's one video I saw. It was like four kids. They got into a car accident in the Kia, obviously. But all of them was laying on the ground with their legs broke. Everybody got a broken leg. And the guy recorded the video. He did the greatest commentary ever. Like, look at these stupid ass little niggas. They all, everybody leg broke. And they're just on the ground. Like,
My life. I'd rather be my a
cashier
life
next to fucking.
At least you get to talk to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to figure it out because it will erase. What?
I was going to say they're going to make cashiers automated, but that's where the Earth people are really helping. We can't automate the cashiers.
Sorry, you're jealous?
I'm a lone wolf, dude.
I'm sorry,
I never got influenced by other men.
I'm a little more of a lone wolf.
I can't even imagine being influenced by other men growing up.
True.
I just became my own man.
Yeah, guided by your older sisters, dude.
Pussy. Yeah, boys.
I would have wished it on my worst enemy.
What's that?
Only sisters. You got to have the bros, dude.
No, I just had to. I had to make my own bros. I didn't just, you know, I didn't get to just drift through. I had to stay on the team. I had to stay with the bros. You know what I mean?
You were playing football and your life depended on it.
I was,
the bro ship depended
absolutely
on it.
If I would have quit, I'd have no bros.
True. You were the captain of the SS bro.
That's why I became captain of the team.
Nice.
And you're a team captain? Now, something like that, I'll be honest, something like that drives me up a fucking wall. You're going
to go this close to my hand. This close.
Now,
right under you.
Look, damn,
oh,
dude.
That was a DMT snake, dude.
Oh, my. Imagine Muslims throwing things. They're not good throwers.
Muslims have two left hands.
Yeah, they're not good throwers. They all throw like girls. Because they don't have any girls in the population to like be like, okay, so that's wrong. Girls are all inside. Stop. That's how Americans get so good at throwing things. we see women when we're growing up and we're like, all right, so that's the wrong form. You don't step forward with your throwing hand.
Hey guys, like and subscribe to this video. I'm a fucking YouTuber. I'm a grown man that's a YouTuber because I'm a dumb motherfucker. Click here if you like the content. Peace out.